Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's round 11 on the Monday Waffle. My name is Joel Tsiratsis, joined in the studio by Soph Clappin, Verity Hughes, and Josh Garlop.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, one and all.
Thanks.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How was your weekend at Waffle, guys? Soph, we'll start with you. Did you have a good round? You went down to a couple of games.
I did, and just going to put it out there, Subi had a great win over the weekend, so I'm feeling pretty chuffed.
We'll touch on that later.
Well, smugness is just radiating off.
Yep, it is, because, you know...
Josh, you were also down. Actually, we were all at a game this weekend.
Yeah, I went to Swan Districts Claremont. It was a good day. It was...
Raising funds for the Proudies Foundation. Warwick was unfortunately terribly injured in 2011 in a car crash, and they set up this Proudies Foundation. Andrew McGovern, who's an old Albany and old Albany boy, and over the weekend they did raise a few funds, and it was great to see everyone down there.
It was a great day, and they had the Colts shaking tins around the ground.
Yeah, that's a great cause. Wonderful thing they're doing down there. Straight into the games.
Yeah, it was a blowout in the end. It was 80-point win. Swan Districts came out hard in the first quarter, but it was definitely the experience and the size was the difference between the two teams. I remember it was 12 players from Swan Districts had 15 games or less under their belt, so there was the difference in experience. And then in the end, it was the size of the forward line that really stood out for Claremont.
A few big fellas down there, don't they?
Yeah, Darcy Cameron was impressive in particularly the first two quarters, and then they had the two Jacks, Jack Richardson and Jack Bradshaw, they were quite dominant. And then through the middle, you had Jai Bolton and Ryan Neitz dominating the ball. There wasn't too much from Swan Districts. There was a bit of a push in the third quarter, but in the end, it was an 80-point blowout. And Ryan Neitz had this to say after the game.
Yeah, cheers. We we set ourselves every week, and we've been playing good footy, but unfortunately, just haven't been getting the job done. So it was awesome to put four quarters today and hear that song finally. Yeah, we've been playing well all year, just haven't quite clicked, and today, yeah, both linked up and both able to get forward and kick a few goals, so it's good fun. We think about Proudie today, so Warwick Proud Love, so it's really great to get a win, and winning's good fun regardless, so we'll always take it.
Probably one shining light from Swan Districts was Adam Faulkner. He had two goals and 24 disposals, and he was around the ball the whole day. Yeah, but not too much for Swan Districts.
No, they're having a bit of a struggle as they... Well, unfortunately, do quite more often than not, Swan District. Yeah, unfortunately, having not the best season, the Swans, but a good win for Claremont. Verity, moving on to the Perth-West Perth game. Your underdog boys, the Perth Demons, how did they go?
I think everyone knew that West Perth were going to win that game coming into it. But I was messaging you throughout the game, Tsiratsis. They were up by 1 point a couple of times. I think it was first quarter and half time. They were up by a point. So yeah. I was gunning for them.
I remember you saying to you at the time, it's them at Lath Lane. You've got to be wary of Perth at Lath Lane, aren't they? They're a bit stronger there at their home ground.
No, impressive. Michael Lurie, he kicked three goals for West Perth with Rowan Kerr, and Ruckman Sever, booting two apiece. What else can I say? West Perth's back line, they had a really great defence led by Nick Rodder, who was superb, repelling Perth's attacks one after another. He finished with 19 touches and 8 marks. Shane Nelson had a strong performance in the midfield for West Perth. He had 33 possessions to his name, with Kerr continuing his good form. He had 30 touches, 12 marks and 2 goals. Aidan Lynch, he had 22 disposals. Aaron Black, 22. And Jay Van Berlo, 19.
And Perth, what happened with them?
Sorry, Perth's midfield. Relatively strong with Julian Jacobs. He racked up 36 possessions. Clinton Jones, may I just say, he is number one at the moment for disposals.
Number one for disposals in the Waffle.
Yeah.
That's a killer stat.
He was the leading, yeah.
That's usually a good indicator.
It's a good indicator of Sandover.
Of who gets Sandover votes, yeah.
Liam McKenna, 27. Aidan Tropp, 27. And Ruckman Angus Graham, 15, go with 6 marks that he had as well, and 44 hitouts, as well as a goal. The result, ending result, was the Perth Demons, 8 goals, 4 points, 52, to the West Perth Falcons, 11 goals, 12 points, 78.
And moving on to the biggest win of the round, Soph, congratulations.
I'd just like to say we're back. We're back and we're, yeah.
The boys are back.
Yeah, great win by Subiaco. It was actually, comparing the game last week, they won by a massive 99 points. It was Subi's highest total of the season, 25-12, 162 to East Perth 9-9-63. And yeah, as I said before, they looked very different compared to last week. They started strong. Leon Rhymes snapped an early miracle goal, and by that they just, yeah, took off. By the end of the first quarter, it was 7-1. And, they were looking good. Dylan Clark returned to the team to kick 2 goals from 22 possessions alongside captain Carl Horsley. And the Subiaco haven't really had a cemented ruck for a little while, and Delahunty was scratched late with hip injury. So they put in Aaron Hill, who's actually a bit undersized, but he worked hard. Chris Phelan also racked up 28 possessions for the Lions, Lee Kitchen 24, Broughton 24, and Brett Mahoney 22. So they were looking good.
Just on, what's his first name? Ryan. Just on Liam Ryan, so I'm not sure if you caught the mark that he took, but that was an absolute hanger.
It was.
Up there, and he was up there for a while, actually.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the loss from last week kind of, you know, gave a bit of fuel to the fire, and they wanted to win, and they did, so it was good.
Yeah, unfortunately, they got over my boys, the Royals. Look, didn't have a lot of performers around the ground. Unfortunately, that'll happen in an almost 100-point loss. Kane Lucas had 29 disposals in the midfield. He was good. Mitchell Fraser had 23, along with Corey Adamson, and they each kicked a goal. Fraser McGuinness was strong, up 40, at 18, and Tom Barras down back. He is always strong, pushing for a spot in the Eagles. He also had 18, but other than that, not a lot to report. Brant College had 5 tackles and 15 disposals. It's the Derby next week. We face West Perth next week, the Royals, so hopefully we can recover.
Let's hear from Verity now, who was at the Peel and Sharks game on the weekend.
Hey, guys, who are we going for today?
The
East Fremantle and Peel game began with tension, as it was the Sharks' home ground, but Peel had a strong team coming to the field with changes happening throughout the week for the Freo side. Peel had control of the contest from the outset with scores by Michael Apness, Brad McGowan, Josh DeLuca and captain Jared Ugle, all kicking 2 goals each that had the thunder coming in loud. For East Fremantle, the absence of George Hampson without a doubt played a part in the loss, along with captain Jamie McNamara and defender Sam Reed also missing. Sharks supporters Laurie and Andrew had this to say at halftime.
No, we just think that the influence of the Dockers with Peel is very unfair.
Yeah.
And we've never been happy about it. It's an unfair competition, having so many AFL players play for Peel. And we've got 3 players, our top line players out today, and that can really make a difference when you've got an AFL-based side playing against you.
Definitely, we're not playing as well as we should be. That's definitely on the cards. But it's just, I think, yeah, they haven't really not playing to potential whatsoever. But with those AFL listed players playing for Peel, it just makes that little bit of a difference. And I don't know if it just makes the players back on, you know.
It's a higher fitness level.
Some positive notes for East Freo, though. Tim Bristow and Matthew Watson kicked 2 goals for the Sharks, with Jaden Schofield also picking up 26 possessions. Freo rookie Ryan Neas for Peel said he felt as though they were the underdogs going in and felt proud of their result.
It's a great effort coming here. They've been good, the Sharks. They're a good side, so to come to their home ground and get a win, yeah, with 4 debutants as well. I think we're coming into the game underdogs, so, we definitely had belief going into the game, but respected them as a side as well.
In the end, though, Peel won by 26 points, leaving the Shark Pit and myself very quiet.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down.
I'm Josh Garlop. This is Garlop's Tipping. No more Birchie. She's out. I'm in. Let's tip.
Garlop's Tipping.
Just the tip. Garlop's Tipping.
Dollops tipping.
What an intro. Well, tipping this week. Hey guys, I'd hate to say it, but I won. I was the number one tipster.
Oh, this week. No.
I know. I hate it. I hate having to tell you guys, but I won. It was me.
Surely not.
4 of 4. I knew everything. Bit of a seance I had and just knew. But then everyone else had 3. So.
So we weren't that far behind. Wasn't that far, though.
So I'm still dead last.
But you act so. You're not lying. You've actually won.
He won the waffle round. He's given up on the AFL.
See, no one actually believes him. No,
Yeah, 4 of 4. And
I feel like the universe is like misaligned here. Something bad's going to happen now.
You know what else? He just paid attention. He has been paying attention because he knew that 3 midfielders were missing from the East Frio side. That's what
I call
gave Peel the win there, I reckon.
So,
Josh,
I had 4. Guys, can I say I had 4? That brings me to a grand total of 18. But leading the pack, still with everyone else on 3 this week, Laura Birch, 28. Verity Hughes, 27. Joel Saratsis, 27. Soph, 25. Kelly, 23. And then, obviously, me, dead last, 18. But if we were to just go on the latest round and the thing I like to live by, you're only as good as your last match, then I would be winning. So, depends what you live by.
You know what I feel like? I feel like Daniel Ricciardo. We were just speaking about Daniel Ricciardo. I feel like I can't get around Birchie to take the lead.
Well, I'll like have you know, F1 Joel, driver. I'm actually in front of you as well. So
And I'm being held back by...
Yeah, so Verity and Birch are like Hamilton and Justin Bieber up there on the podium.
Yeah.
Just celebrating together.
Yeah. Holding me back, though.
Yeah.
So we're part of the same team, Joel, but I can't
you've
get
been,
through.
You've been making unnecessary pit stops. You need to sort them out.
But I just feel like, you know, a team should be... a call should be made to the engineering team and just say, let Joel through. Let him through.
Maybe you just suck. Just,
maybe. Okay. Probably.
Well, that's tipping this week. And... yeah, looking forward to next week.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
Alright, so having a look at next week's games, we've got Subiaco versus Peel Thunder at Medibank Stadium, we've got Swan Districts versus Perth, South Frio versus East Fremantle, and West Perth versus East Perth, and so Claremont will have the bye, some good games coming up.
And Verity, this is your segment, the look at the ladder.
Yeah, looking at the ladder, Birchie's Bulldogs still out on top, South Frio, followed by Sophie's Subiaco team, followed by Sharkers Bra, Peel Thunder and West Perth coming in behind them, and the last 4 teams, East Perth, Claremont, Perth, and fortunately Swanee D still at the bottom of the ladder.
That's it for us from the Monday Waffle team this week. Tune in next Monday where you'll hear everything you need to know about the waffle. See you then.
Ciao. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.